The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.
Okay, let's do On This Week in History with Gav Buckland, Everton statistician, as we go back into the third week of October. And there's some brilliant stuff that's happened in these 7 days. So let's have a chat with Gav now. Hi, Gav.
Steve, you okay, mate?
We're going to kick off with some derby matches, aren't we? Because this seems to be a prolific week.
Yeah.
In which derbies have taken place.
Yeah, they always seem to take place middle of October, middle of March, don't they? And the 20th of October in particular is rife with derby history. 2007, we had the Clattenburg Derby, which I won't talk about, obviously, for fear of...
Come on, yeah. Remind everyone.
Oh, well, you know, it's notorious, isn't it, amongst Everton supporters for the winning 1-0, Sammy Hupia's own goal. And then in the second half, we had the series of what can best be described as controversial incidents involving the referee. First of all, we had the coming together Tony Ibbot and Stephen Gerrard at the Park End, and then the referee appearing once to show the yellow card to Tony after what appeared to be a conversation, perhaps not with Stephen Gerrard, that then became a red, which is all sorts of conspiracy theories. We then had Dirk Kuyt's kung fu kick after on Phil Neville at the Park End, that went away with the yellow when it was a dead to everybody at the ground. And then after Liverpool obviously scored the second penalty to go 2-1 ahead in injury time, we then had Jamie Carragher, sort of what can best be described as a cross between what wrestling and rugby tackling Julian Lescott in the 6-yard box at the Gladys Street End. And
fascinating derby, though. It was a good one. It kept us gripped.
Well, it did. I mean, and so have other derbies on this day. In 96, we had a postponed derby through rain at Anfield. I think only the second one in the post-war era. 1984, one of your regulars will appreciate the 20th of October, Graeme Sharp at Anfield.
Oh, the goal.
I was there. I was in the Cop End that day, and that was one of those magical memories, you know. But what I want to talk about is a less-known derby because of the passage of time, but it's almost certainly the most action-packed derby, I think, in history. And that was on the 20th of October 1979 at Anfield. A game that ended 2-2, started after 8 minutes, Mick Lyon's comedy own goal, the Everton centre-half, half-volleyed it over George Wood at the Anfield Road end. And Everton, who took a bit of a pacing, to be fair, all game, ended up drawing the game 2-2, but there was notorious for two other incidents. The first was in the second half, one of those things that are terrible, but everybody loves them, a 20-man brawl.
Ah, yes. Terry McDermott involved.
Terry McDermott and Gary Stanley were the ones who were sent off by the referee. But 20 players involved, and Terry Mack, I think, punched Gary Stanley, and I think he says to this day he's still got the scars on his hands. And ironically enough, they were both drinking partners themselves off the pitch, and B, when he saw the players in the lineup, they'd be the two least likeliest to get sent off. They were thought to be the first senders off in derby history, and that lasted until 2004, until I was actually in the Central Library researching something, Steve, about Everton. I think it was something 1911, and I found reference to an early sending off. And when I looked it up, there'd actually been a sending off in 1896 at Anfield, Alfred Millwood. And so I do. My claim to fame is finding out the first derby match sending off ever.
Yeah, because everyone had always presumed it was this.
Yeah, I found an early one 14 years ago from 1896. And then, of course, apart from that, we had the other thing that the game's memorable for is the streaker.
Female streaker?
Yeah, the only derby match streaker, believed, who wandered onto the...
What a derby!
Yeah, who wandered onto the pitch wearing a jumper and Evan scarf. And I won't say Gordon Lee's alleged comments, but put hat on a memorable game. But then, of course, if that wasn't enough, one of the great derby stories was that evening, where Mick Lyons and his great mate Andy King, God bless him, were drinking at a pub in town when players could do that. And this Everton fan kept going on to Mickey Lyons all night saying, "Oh, Mick, I love you, Mick." And Mick wasn't too happy because, you know, you know, born a big blue. He did want to score an own goal at Anfield, you know. And after about 10 minutes, Andy King said, you know, can you leave Mick alone, can't you? See, like, he's a bit depressed after scoring an own goal at Anfield. Said, his lad turns around to him and said, oh, no, tell him I love him, Andy. He says, I won £40 on him scoring the first goal.
He wouldn't have been laughing at that.
No, he wasn't, but he made one Evan support happy that day. Yeah, £40 on the first goal, like, you know.
Right, let's move on to October 1983, on this week.
Yeah, this is off the pitch, and this is the one of the great, one of the great stories of Merseyside football, isn't it, really? Howard on the verge of the sack in the 83-84 season. Dark days, mid-October, and it should get worse, as we'll probably find out in a few 2 weeks. And Sir Philip, well, he was straightforward. Philip Carter, then the Everton chairman, actually went into print with our old friend John Keith, you know, great friend of mine, in the Daily Express, to support Howard, which, when you come to think of it now, would that happen? Chairman going into a national newspaper to give support to the manager. And Philip said, you know, starts off by saying the rumours, accusations... around Evan, circulating around Evan, you know, needed an answer about the criticism of the club, and then I went on to say, in print, let me state that our manager, Howard Kendall, has the fullest and absolute support of the board. And to do that was a very brave move by the chairman of the football club, because Howard was under tremendous pressure then, being in, you know, post 2.5 years, and it was getting worse rather than getting better. And it was a brave move by Philip Carter, and it shows what a great respect that in the game John had, John Keith had.
I was going to say, what a piece of journalism, brilliant.
Yeah. Well, if you know John, and I know John very well, I've done books with John, you know, that's just typical. It was a great, you know, really fair piece, and you know, Philip put his name to it, and that was, and although it get much worse after that, to be fair, over the following 2 months, it went from there, and you know, Carter holding his nerve there was a real great bit of leadership by the chairman.
And that was the week commencing the 15th of October 1983. Just finished with a little bit of nostalgia going back to the late 1800s.
Yeah, I wasn't around here.
Are you sure, Gav?
Yeah, 15th of October 1887, Everton's first ever game at Pike's Lane, Bolton. An FA Cup match in front of 5,000 spectators, and I think Bolton won 1-0. But typical of the disorganised nature of domestic football at the time, they had an ineligible player. and it gets worse. It gets worse, by the way. The FA ordered the replay, which took place at Everton's home ground, which is Anfield at the time. 2 weeks later, a 2-2 draw. Then it was back to Pike's Lane, Bolton, a couple of weeks later for a 1-1 draw. So I ended up playing a fourth game at Anfield, and Everton won this 2-1. And then they discovered that Everton had 7 ineligible players.
Only Everton, Gaff.
Yeah,
only
Everton. Everton were thrown out. I think Bolton went through, but it was a very disorganised way of doing things than in the early part of football, which led to some great, great stories.
Some fantastic stuff there on This Week in History with Gavin Buckland, our Everton statistician. Brilliant stuff. Derby matches. Philip Carter supporting Howard Kendall in Everton's first ever game.
Rock, sport and talk.
This is The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.